Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. How did I
Someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil. There's no place for ghost stories in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Welcome to All Things Internet. I am your host, Rachel Ballinger. This is a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I'm here with my mama. Say hi, mom.
Hello, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Almost in 39 days.
Yeah. Oh, I saw something. This is random. On Twitter, apparently the person who invented the telephone wanted people to say ahoy when they answered the phone.
And Alexander Graham Bell?
Sure, I don't know. But then Thomas Edison, was it Thomas Edison? This could be completely false.
I wanted
people to say hello instead. And so instead of saying ahoy, which is way better than saying hello, we say hello because one
Rachel,
person had a terrible
Rachel, every time
opinion.
You call me from now on, I'm going to say
ahoy.
Ahoy. Ahoy. I was going to say aloha. Ahoy. God.
I mean, that is a way to answer the phone as well. That means hello and goodbye. All right. That was my tidbit of information. Mom, how you doing?
I'm doing all right.
I like your hoodie. I like your sweatshirt today.
Oh, I got to move things. Homebody.
It's a homebody sweatshirt, y'all.
That's Rachel's.
You can do that at FanJoy. Find me on FanJoy and you can buy that. La, 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 la. All right. What are
How
the
come
holidays?
I'm in a cozy, warm one and you're in short sleeves?
Because my house regulates temperature better than yours.
Oh.
So I had my heater on for a minute.
It's 66 here.
Oh, it's 79 here.
Oh, okay. There's the diff.
Yeah. The temperature is the difference.
You want to know the holidays?
I do. I would love to know the holidays today, Mom.
Monday.
What's Monday.
Today. International Day for Tolerance. Shouldn't that be every day?
No. Sometimes you should be on your last straw to.
Oh, I'm that a lot.
Yeah. Sometimes it's good to have tolerance when you're dealing with a 2-year-old. It's good to have tolerance, you know, with certain things. But sometimes your tolerance, your patience needs to run out.
Yeah.
So you can get things done.
True.
All right. But
I'm excited about this one.
What is it?
It's National Button Day.
I love a good button.
I love a good button.
I feel like someone in our family has collected buttons before in their life.
My mom.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And I have her little button container. My sister's letting me borrow it for a little while. And it's the sweetest button container. And I played with it as a child. And it's so fun to look at all those buttons and going, I remember this button from like being 4 years old.
They're cute. I remember always going to the craft store. You dragged me along and I hated it. But I did like looking at all the buttons.
All the buttons. I have a collection of buttons as well. But you guys never played with them.
No, but it was just fun to see them. Because what do you do with them? How do you play with them? Well, they're just cute to see.
I think with my collection, for me, it just brings back memories. Because you buy like 6 buttons in a pack, but you only use 4 or 5.
Yeah.
So I remember what I made with that extra button.
That makes sense.
It's a memory thing. It's also National Fast Food Day.
Oh, love me some fast food.
What would you have right this second if you could have any fast food?
In-N-Out, Arby's.
I had that last week. Not Arby's, In-N-Out.
Yeah. If there was no rules in the world, In-N-Out, Arby's, and then I think that's the only two that like I fully miss.
Yeah. And
because I could still eat Taco Bell. It's not that big of a deal. But yeah.
Okay, Tuesday.
Wait, what are yours that you would?
Oh, well, see, I can do any of them.
That's true, but like
so
right now.
There's no restriction.
What if right someone?
I don't know.
Don't do that noise. Any fast food in the entire world brought
I'd
to you.
I'd probably go for Arby's just because I haven't had it in like a year.
It's good mood food, bro.
We don't have it in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you ready for Tuesday, Rachel?
No, but yes.
Okay. National Homemade Bread Day.
Love that.
And National Hiking Day.
I love hike. My mom and I went on a hike on Friday.
We did.
And by hike, I mean outdoor walk.
Hey, it was a trail and there were hills.
Yeah.
And your dog had to pull me up one.
That's true. That's why you get big dogs. They pull you up hills.
Instead of having to carry the dog up the hill.
Yes. What was the first thing you said? What were the holidays of Tuesday? Say it again.
Homemade bread day.
Oh, you were making sourdough bread. Did that ever turn out?
You know, I made it and I didn't care for it. I think sourdough, what I understand of sourdough is you have to use it a few times and let it get sourer and sourer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first batch is not it and you didn't care enough to make a second.
I did make a second, but not a third or fourth or fifth.
Okay.
So now I have to restart it all over again because it's in the back of the fridge.
All right.
But that's okay. That's okay.
You tried it. You tried it.
I did. I think the challah bread's my favorite so far.
Challah bread is good.
And have it for French toast the next morning. Ugh. So good. Wednesday.
Okay.
Two very special birthdays on Wednesday.
Whose?
Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse.
They share the same birthday?
What it said.
Come on, Disney. They have separate days.
I would think Mickey would have come first because he didn't do Minnie. He did the Mickey with...
On the steamboat.
A train or a boat. Yeah, the boat thing.
Steamboat, yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know why. I don't know why, but that bugs me.
It bothers me.
It bothers me a lot. Down,
but that's okay. I
have different birthdays. Come on, Walt. Yeah. What were you doing?
Yeah. Because then he could have said, come celebrate Mickey's birthday. And then 6 months later, he could have said, come celebrate Minnie Mouse's birthday.
Right?
Spread it out a little.
It's ridiculous. It's lazy is what it is.
Thursday is the Great American Smokeout Day. That's encouraging smokers to cease for 24 hours. Just give it a break.
Oh, I automatically heard that and went, oh, people are going to barbecue. That's what smokeout.
Smokeout.
Okay.
Well, you could have a smokeout while you're having your smokeout.
There you go. Just inhale that smoke instead of your own, like your normal cigarette smoke.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I know that people struggle with.
I know.
Some people want to smoke and some people really don't, but they're just addicted. And I feel so bad for those. Like, if you want to smoke and you don't care or whatever, just don't let me smell it.
Yeah.
Or let me breathe it in. Do what you want to your body. But the people who just want it to end, I feel hard for them. That's hard stuff.
It's World Toilet Day.
Woohoo.
Okay. Actually, it was created for a good reason. Awareness for clean water and sanitation.
Oh, we need that's a thing.
Around the world. It's a worldwide.
Yeah.
A worldwide thread. I mean, poor sanitation and safe water can kill, like,
yeah,
what
well,
they say?
Flint
315,000 children every year.
Like, it's not just in like parts of the world that aren't super, like, it happens. It's in Flint, Michigan. It's happening here. Like, it happens everywhere. Clean water should be like a huge thing. It should just be like everyone has it, and
clean
we don't.
Water. And clean sanitation.
It's like people are more focused on getting free internet for everyone. I'm like, can we do water first a little bit, maybe? Sorry. Continue.
It's a necessity. Friday's Universal Children's Day. Waiting for your response on these.
Why do kids get a day? They didn't do anything.
No, it's to educate and to bring awareness. You need to
feed. To children?
Well, because some are neglected.
Okay, then it's Neglected Child Day. It's not just like Kids Day. I just feel like most of these
holidays.
Every day. Yes. Day. I don't know.
Okay.
Saturday. Just don't know what we're celebrating there.
Saturday's two things. Saturday's International Survivors of Suicide Day.
Oh.
They need a lot of support and understanding and caring and encouragement.
Da-da-da. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. And glad they're still here.
Yeah. Glad they weren't successful. And then it's also Colleen's birthday.
Hey.
Happy birthday, Colleen.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy Happy birthday now. It is so your birthday.
Saturday,
the 21st. Oh, I have to get my cousin's baby shower gift. Her baby shower is the same day.
I need to write that down too.
Yeah. My cousin's having a baby shower the same day as Colleen's birthday. And I was like, well, I'm not going to attend because COVID, but I will buy you a present. So need to remember to do that. Oh, and this week, the family's going on a trip to our family, our COVID pod family. It's going on a trip. That should be fun. Hopefully we'll bring you back some good stories.
But the thing is,
we vlog everything. Me, Christopher, and Colleen are all vlogging. So you're going to get the story. Maybe I'm vlogging too. You're vlogging?
No.
Don't excite the humans, Mom. They want it. They want a mom vlog.
Well, I might because there's chickens and alpacas, and I'm super excited about that.
I can let you take my vlog camera a little bit and show the chickens and alpacas.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, but we're excited about that. All right. Oh, she had kombucha. Before we move on to the news of the day, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. Happy news. Bretman Rock announced on his Insta story that he is doing a reality TV show with MTV, but that's all the details he would give. So that's cool. Love seeing influencers do other things. Just, you know, get us everyone well-rounded. I feel like eventually everyone's just going to be one thing. You know, like movie stars are on TikTok. TikTokers are on movies. Everything's just kind of mushing together. I feel like it's not going to be as separate as it was.
Yeah.
I feel like it's, you know, because that's how you survive, is you morph into other stuff.
Blending.
We're a melting pot.
We are.
YouTube. Oh, and then, Bretman Rock also, he is from the Philippines, and he mentioned on his Insta story, this is where I like heard it first, which is annoying that we haven't heard it, is that the Philippines got hit by a bunch of typhoons and is just completely underwater. There's so much happening in the world right now that like it's not getting any media coverage. And so we as internet people need to talk about it and donate if we can, help these people get back on their feet or just survive. Right. And, you know, if you can't donate money, talk about it, get more word out just so that people know it's happening, so that maybe someone who can donate or do something about it will hear about it and do something. That just sucks. And it's the world. I feel like it's just, I don't think anyone can catch a breath anywhere ever. Yeah. And then people were mad because YouTube announced that they would no longer, well, this year, they're not doing a YouTube Rewind. So do you know what YouTube Rewind is? We've talked about it.
Yes, we have, but it's gone downhill the last few years.
Yeah, everyone was like upset. They're like, what? No YouTube Rewind? I was like, everyone hates it.
Yeah.
No one has liked it.
You know, it's a little scary though. Now they're going to go find something else to hate on. It's like, oh.
Oh yeah, that's
true.
That was
harmless for them to hate on it, so.
Yeah, like everyone likes to collectively hate on something at every one at a time. I couldn't speak just now.
The words are hard.
I couldn't do it. It's everyone likes to hate on something, and that was going to give everyone something to hate. But now they're going to find something new.
That's right.
All right. Oh, you know what they are hating though?
Tell me.
Instagram's update.
I heard you and Colleen talking about that, and I don't post very often on it, which I should, but I don't.
You don't have to. Why should you?
I don't. Right. Yeah.
You don't have to do anything.
Like on our hike, I enjoyed totally our time. And we get to the top of the hill and you go, let's take a picture. I'm like, okay. And we take a picture and we go down, and then I get in the car and I go, I didn't take any pictures.
Why do you have to?
Well, it helps to especially for this brain, to remember it and look back on it. But then at the same time, I'm so involved in the moment that I can't stop to think. I've always been that way.
That's my issue with vlogging. That's why I've always been a bad vlogger, is because when I'm actually doing something fun, I completely forget to vlog it because I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
And not like, oh, let me get out my camera and film it. I'm always just like, I'm in the moment, and I have to consciously remember to pick up my camera and film it.
Right.
But then like when I'm hanging out with my friends, I'm like, I feel like I'm just making it like kind of awkward. Like I'm pausing things. It's weird. That's always been my problem with vlogging. I love vlogging now though. Like I've been doing pretty good at it. I feel this. I'm 2 weeks in to Vlogmas. I feel like it's been decent. So there's that. But yeah, the Instagram update. So I noticed before it like officially updated that they changed the feed. Whereas, so before it was like, you'd go on and they show you the picture they wanted to show you first. But once you saw it, you never saw it again. And then you just keep scrolling and they'd be like, okay, here's some other suggested posts, which was annoying. But
very annoying.
If I had seen it, I never saw it again. And that was just like it. And now you log on and it shows you what it wants you to see. And if you don't double tap and like it, it keeps putting it at the top of your page every single time you open Instagram. And it is so annoying. I'm seeing the same 10 photos 1,000 times because I won't like them. Because I'm like, I don't like that photo.
But weren't they thinking about getting rid of the like button before? Because
I think that was Twitter.
Oh, Twitter. Oh,
yeah.
I'm mixing them up. Okay.
You're mixing them. Yeah. So now it's like, this is good. I unfollowed people because I was like, I was following people just to kind of see about their life, but I didn't really care. And like, I never liked their stuff, but it was just like, you know, I kind of need to know about everything. And so like having that person pop up on my feed every once in a while, seeing what they were doing, it's good just for my business, but I never really necessarily liked them or their things. And like the Kardashians, that's the one that's not going to get me in trouble for saying. I unfollowed all of them because their stuff was the only thing I would see every single time I opened my Instagram. And I wouldn't see like my friends because I'd pop on and be like, oh, I already saw this. There's nothing new, and leave. But
well, that's why I only follow my family.
Yeah, that's
very close. Just because I just want to see what's going on. I don't have time to scroll through it all.
Yeah, but
yeah.
So it's like, it's making it so you don't get to see the people you actually like because it tricks you into thinking you've already seen these. Or it's annoying that every time you open Instagram, you have to go through 10 photos that you've seen 1,000 times
in
order to see new things. This is going to make it so people unfollow people.
Yeah.
Like, because they're just not going to see it, or mute them and then they'll never get likes. And it's just, it's a really bad system. No one likes it.
Yeah.
No, everyone is like, we just want chronological back. That's all we want.
Tell them, Rachel. Tell them you're an influencer. Tell them.
They won't listen to me. I have like 1 million followers. It's not going to do anything.
That's a million people.
They don't care. They don't care. Because people can now probably, I'm assuming, pay to get their stuff put at the top so that it gets likes. Because eventually you do end up going, fine, and double tapping it so it'll freaking go away. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get you to like it so that it'll go away. And I don't want to like it. If I didn't like it the first 10 times I saw it, I'm not going to like it. I'm going to mute them or unfollow them so I don't have to keep seeing it. Sorry. Right. One of my friend's crappy pictures that she took of a bug, I'm not going to like. And I'm not, that's not my fault. It's like an influencer that I don't care about, but I need to follow for all things internet reasons. They posted something that I'm not necessarily agree with. I'm not going to like it.
So I thought you said they did something also when you post pictures.
Yeah. So they did that, the feed thing first. And then if that didn't, because that didn't piss people off enough, they moved all the buttons around. So they didn't, nothing has changed except that just the buttons are in different places. It doesn't, there's no benefit to it. I just said your upload button is now at the top right, and to post in the story, you have to hold down your story thing. There was no explanation. Like, I sat looking at my phone for 5 minutes being like, how on the earth do I post an Insta story? Like, I was like, there was no explanation, no, things look new here. Click here to do this. Like, because sometimes that happens when you open up a new app and it updated, it goes, things have changed. Let us tell you what. They just, I feel like Instagram, someone was in a pissy mood at Instagram and was like, I decided I'm going to piss everyone off today. And just completely swapped everything. It's like walking into your room and someone has reorganized all your stuff and you're trying to get dressed really fast. And you're like, where's my clothes? I love that you don't care. She's like,
uh-oh.
Oh, no. Anyway, so Instagram is stupid. And they, what they're trying to do, I think, is make people watch Reels, which are like TikToks on Instagram. They're really trying hard to get people to watch those. Do you know what that is? Okay.
No. Also little movies they want you to click.
Yes, yeah, it's little movies. It's called Reels. I'll show you on Instagram. But they're really trying hard to make people watch that. They're trying to be the next TikTok, and it's just not going to happen. But that's why they switched the upload button to the Reels button. So now, like, people are going to accidentally press it, and they're trying to just get you to see it. It's just stupid. They're buttholes, and I'm mad at them. You know who I'm not mad at, though?
Me!
Yeah, that's true. But JoJo Siwa just released her little Christmas album thing. There's four songs. What are they? There's Run Run Rudolph. One that's an original for her, but it's done to the beat of High Top Shoes. Oh, I don't remember the other two, but it's a good... Oh, I'm choppy.
Oh, you froze for a second. You're good.
I did. I caught it, though. Anyway, so yeah, she has four songs. It's cute. It's fun. I enjoy it, but I enjoy all Christmas music. So.
I like your Christmas decorations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. And then, just so everyone knows, Department of Homeland Security says that there is no evidence citing in the U.S. This was a weird way to say this. Department of Homeland Security says there was no evidence of voter fraud, just so that everyone knows that. Our biggest security department in the United States of America. So that's all.
Yes.
Other great news besides that, Colleen announced that her annual Fight Against Childhood Cancer fundraiser will happen Sunday, November 29th. If you don't know this, every year for my sister's birthday, she throws a giant fundraiser to raise money to fight childhood cancer. She's raised hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years. Usually, she doesn't quite know any details yet, because last year what she did was through a birthday party, and out had all of her influencers come, and instead of a present, they brought something to do as a giveaway for her live stream. But she can't do that this year. So she doesn't quite, because what she does is you just donate money, and then she'll randomly just choose someone who's watching the stream, tweeting the stream, donating money to give a gift to. So you never know if you're going to get picked. Like, you don't have to donate. You can just be tweeting it out or just be there watching, you know, supporting her. She doesn't know when she's going to give away this year. So she's trying to figure it out. It might be a little different than it was, but
it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
And it's for a great cause.
It's fantastic cause.
Yep.
U.S. government says it won't enforce TikTok to shut down after court ruling. So we had months of headache and annoyances.
It was a distraction, Rachel.
Yes, I would say this from the beginning. He was focusing on that, getting people riled up about that.
Yep.
So that they weren't focusing on all his stupidness before the election.
It's glaring now, so.
No, okay. Not only to the people with brains. I've had people listen to this podcast. They're like, I can't wait for you to stop talking negatively about Trump. Like,
January 20th. Yeah, that's when you can start listening again, except we might take a break.
But yeah, it's like, well, as soon as he stops being a negative person, I'll stop talking negatively.
Yeah, we're allowed our opinion.
Uber is rolling out. I can't believe Uber still exists. Uber is rolling out a new feature that lets you book a ride 30 days in advance.
Well, like if you have airline tickets.
That's what I'm thinking. It's very much that. Because before Uber and Lyft, when Colleen and I had to go to the airport, we had to call a car service.
Yeah.
Which is not fun. It is way better to just do it on an app. So that's actually a pretty cool feature. Definitely like that. Facebook is extending their political ad ban for another month because Trump is refusing to concede. So they're like, okay, still can't do political ads until he's out of office. Love that. Four Seasons Total Landscaping, where Trump accidentally had his press conference, has become a VR chat hangout for furries.
I don't know what any of that means.
Just for the few that do, we'll find that funny. And in podcast news.
Tell me?
What?
Or is it naughty?
Well, it's like.
People... Oh, if it's naughty.
It's not naughty. It's weird. It's, I don't know. It's hard to explain. So, in podcast news, Spotify just bought Megaphone. Megaphone, Mom, if you didn't know, is what we use to upload our podcast.
A megaphone you talk in and it just shoots your voice out. That's what a megaphone is.
Exactly. And that's what it does. We talk and upload it to Megaphone and it shoots it out onto all the platforms. Look at that. The name means something.
Yeah.
Spotify just bought them. Basically, Spotify is trying to have a monopoly, which I'm totally fine. I have no issue with Spotify. They're trying to have a monopoly, basically become a huge podcast network. And so they've been like slowly buying different platforms and networks that have to do with podcasting. And so that they can just become one giant thing. I'm fine with it. Like nothing negative has happened so far with it. And Spotify has been spending a lot of money to sign people like Michelle Obama to do podcasts with them. And they got great people. Not everyone I agree with, but like they got a lot of podcasts. I think they're going to like take over. It's smart. They're being really smart about it. So instead of just trying to launch a big thing themselves, they're buying companies that have already established stuff, which is genius. So they know it works. Like, because Megaphone has a system in it where they can just put in ads. Oh. Like you know how YouTube has ads and stuff in it? Megaphone has it where that'll happen in the thing where it's natural for a listener and like what's going to benefit the listener the most to put the ad in that spot.
Oh, good.
So Spotify, instead of creating their own system like that, just bought Megaphones. Smart.
There you go.
The work's already been done. Genius. Twitch. We haven't talked about Twitch in a while. The streaming platform.
It's still going.
Yes, okay. Because that other streaming site had to shut down. So everyone went back to Twitch. But Twitch had a huge problem with copyright music in the last few months. So on Twitch, you used to just be able to play whatever music. Maybe that part would get silenced afterwards, but as you're streaming, you can listen to whatever. And then as it plays later, it might get taken down or whatever. It didn't really matter. But in the past few months, the people who own all the music started going hard on Twitch and just started being like, that's ours, copyright claim, copyright. So Twitch was like, oh, what do we do? And they handled it terribly. Uh-oh. They just were like, three strikes of copyright to a creator and you're banned or suspended. And it's like they immediately, like, in 1 second, just changed all the rules.
Wow.
And all these streamers like, what do we do? What do you mean? And people were getting suspended and people were freaking out and having to delete all of their old footage. And as a YouTuber, when I did do Twitch, I am so scared of copyright stuff because that has been a huge issue with YouTube. Like, it was used to be you could play 20 seconds of any song, and then it was like 3 seconds, and now it's no seconds. And it's like, even if it's in the background, you didn't mean to put it in, you were vlogging past CVS, and a Taylor Swift song was playing in the background, copyright. It's, okay. Do you go on TikTok?
Me?
Yeah. Do you go on TikTok? There's a TikTok where it's like, it's talking about this place that the laws are really hard. It's like, you're driving too fast? Jail. You're driving too slow? Jail. You steal a sweater? Jail. It's like, and people do it with their animals and put them in jail and stuff. But that's basically what YouTube was. It was like, you have 20 seconds of a song? Jail. You have 3 seconds of a song? Jail. So as a YouTuber, when I did Twitch, I didn't understand how they could play songs. So I was always really scared of it. So I never really did it. But so now that this is happening, though, Twitch streamers aren't used to YouTube rules. And so they were like, what do we do? And it's luckily when YouTube started copywriting like crazy, your videos didn't get banned and you didn't get a strike. It was just the owner of that song got the monetization from your video, which sucked. But I didn't have to delete footage. I could also, they also put in things where you could cut out that part of your video, which I've gone back and done a lot of. I've gone back and just cut that 3 seconds out, that 20 seconds out. It doesn't matter. They even have things where you could replace the music if you want to. So YouTube, while annoying because the rules kept changing,
yeah, worked with you on it. They let you.
Yeah. It was annoying.
Content and stuff.
Yeah. But Twitch was basically told to people, oh, to solve this, here's a button where you can delete all your old content. I can't imagine YouTube being like, okay, you have to delete all of your footage or you're banned.
Wow.
You have to delete all your videos or you're banned. I would cry.
Yeah.
I would just, your life's work, your memories. Like, we use our vlogs as memories.
We do, yeah.
Like, that's like, it's insane. And I can't imagine having to go through that. And Twitch finally this week issued an apology to their creators being, or their streamers, and be like, we handled this so terribly. We are so sorry. And they're going to try and like work it out. But that would have sucked so bad to be a streamer and have to go through all that. Especially the smaller ones that don't have like a contact at Twitch and aren't like,
yeah,
that sucks. Cause there was a streamer, this girl who's just scared. Cause like when you hear legal mumble jumbo, you just get scared. She deleted all her old content.
Oh,
and it's just like, that sucks. That like these platforms can't just switch the rules and be like, in 3 days you have to delete everything.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, we're trying to figure out a tool to let you know which ones. Because they're just like, you have copyright on your channel. Get rid of it. And you're like, I don't have days. You give me 3 days notice. I can't go through every single video and every single clip and fix it within 3 days. It's insane.
Yeah.
So as a YouTuber, streamers on Twitch, I feel for you. I'm so sorry that that happened. Like, that sucks. I remember many panics when YouTube started changing their copyright laws, but it was small and slow, and I was never in jeopardy of losing my channel. So I can't imagine that stress. But the last bit of news I have for today, it is a tip I learned from a doctor on Twitter, and I saw it because Chrissy Teigen retweeted it. If you have a problem with fogging up your glasses while wearing a mask, use a Band-Aid to tape down the mask onto your nose.
So you can't breathe. Then you won't fog up your mask.
Why would you not breathe?
So it's like fogging your
nose. I was just showing you. Obviously, a Band-Aid has not the strength to plug your nose. But also, you can breathe out of your mouth, Mom. What are you doing? Anyway. So just use a Band-Aid as tape. Here, I'll lightly do it so you don't think I'm clogging my nose.
Okay, on top of the mask or under the mask?
You use it as tape.
Oh, okay.
Where are you? Why is this so hard for you? Where have you been? What is going on?
Worried you weren't breathing.
Mom, I have a mouth. It's a bigger hole. I can breathe out of that.
Continue.
I don't know if I can.
Oh my goodness.
So, as I have said, put a mask on, then take a Band-Aid and tape the mask. So half of the Band-Aid is on the mask and half of it's on your nose, and use it as like tape that goes down, but don't plug your nose. Continue to breathe.
Okay.
So that the air can't escape up out of the mask and fog up your glasses.
I'm going to try this and take a picture.
Thank you. Great.
So you can tell me if I did it right.
I don't understand how it's hard to understand.
Yeah, it's going to hurt when you pull that Band-Aid off your nose.
Nah, I have a really oily face. Okay. It's going to like just slide off by the end of the day.
Okay.
But,
My goodness.
I mean, it's not for like when you just have to like run into a store real quick. Obviously, a Band-Aid, but when you have to wear your mask all day or it keeps slipping off your nose, also, that is a great way to keep it in place.
You'll learn something new.
Lovely.
Little Mickey Mouse ones
Make it cute.
Make it fun.
Get festive.
Happy faces.
It's great. Just remember to breathe.
Yeah.
All right. Before we move on, because that's all the news. Wait, Mom, you have news.
America's favorite holiday pies.
Tell us what California's is.
Pumpkin.
Ew.
I know. I was really disappointed. When I grew up, my mom and grandmother, if my grandmother's in town, made like 8 different pies. So we had them all. We had many, pecan, berry pies, custard pies. We had everything.
I love an apple crumble. I love a berry.
So good. Well, California and the majority of the United States is pumpkin.
I don't think that's our favorite. It's just a classic. People feel they need to have it.
So what do you think the other two tops are?
I would say apple or cherry.
Actually, apple is correct.
Thank you.
For like the Northeast apple. Northeast. They like apple up there.
You know, how are you doing it better than us?
I don't know, but Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, and Louisiana is pecan or pecan. It's pecan.
I believe that. I've been to the South. They like their pecan.
Everybody
pecan.
Else is pumpkin or apple, but the majority is pumpkin. I'm not I a don't, pumpkin.
You know how there's people that are really obsessed with the saying pecan or pecan?
It doesn't matter how you say it. Say it however you want to say it.
I genuinely don't know which one I say.
Pecan.
Do I say pecan? Or do I say pecan?
I've never heard you say pecan. Mom, I liked your pecan pie. I've never heard you say
I've never said the word before.
Pecan?
I never say it. Why would I say it?
Because I've served it. I've made it.
That doesn't mean I have to say it.
True. True.
I feel like I would say pecan.
Yes, you would.
But I
because that's what you grew up hearing.
Yeah, but I've only like said the word in the debate and being like, I don't know if I say pecan or pecan. But I think when I hear pecan, I think toucan, and then I just think of the Fruit Loops bird. So that's
word association.
Yeah. All right. Before we move on, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Rachel, I'm wearing my Cookie Monster socks.
Mom's wearing her Bama's Cookie Monster socks. Good for
so
you,
cute.
Mom.
I love them.
All right. Let's not do a game today. Let's just go on to questions.
All right.
Alicia asks how my new camera is going. It is right here next to me. I really like it. There are pros and cons. So for years, the vlogging camera was the Canon Mark II X Power Pro Shot thing. I don't know what it's called. But everyone pretty much had the same vlogging camera. And it just, the focus was always terrible. The pros of that camera are where the viewfinder is located, how fast it works. Like, you can just turn on and record in a second. And the compactness of it. It's just, it is a decent camera, but the focus was terrible.
It was focus on me.
Yeah, like, every time I vlogged, I was telling it to focus.
Focus, focus, focus.
So.
I can hear you.
Yes. Focus. So my sister found this one. This is a Sony's new camera. I don't know what it's called. Z-E-I-S-S. Zeiss? I don't know how you say that. Theriosomar 1.8/2. I don't know what the name of this is. It's a Sony camera. But the viewfinder is located to the side, which is annoying because when you look at yourself while vlogging, it looks like you're looking off to the side. Because with the Canon one, it's right above the lens, so it looks like you're looking at the lens. The Sony is slower. Like, it takes like 2 seconds to turn on and then 1 second to press record, which doesn't seem like that much. But when your dog or your kid or someone is doing something really funny or doing something really quick, you're trying to film that.
It's done.
Yeah. But with the Canon, it was like you turn it on and you're filming. With this, you have to like wait a second and be a little patient. But the focus is phenomenal. Like, I don't ever have to tell it to focus. It's insane. The other weird thing is when the camera is pointed at you, the sound quality is really great. But when you point it away, you can't. It's not as fantastic because it's for vlogging, so the mic is on the front of the camera. I mean, the mic's on the top, but it's pointed to the front. Mm-hmm. But that's pretty much it. You have to put it on active shot or else it's super shaky. But for me, the focus was the big thing. That was the
Did
most...
Did it come with that fuzzy ball on the top?
It came with the fuzzy ball. That is for wind, so it doesn't hit the camera. It does pop off.
You had a tiny, tiny little one before.
Yeah. It can pop off like that if you don't like it. It's
It's a
good camera. It depends on what your pros and cons are, like what you want in a camera. I want it to focus because I would like to see what I'm filming.
Well, it'd be nice if you could focus and have the sound and have the viewfinder all in one.
And somebody have it work fast. Yeah, I know.
Somebody get on that right now.
I know. But my Canon was making, it just got so old that like every time it saw a light, it would flicker a bunch. It's just like all my footage, like there's lights flickering in the back or the whole screen is flickering because of the lights. So the Sony doesn't do that. So it's just, you know, that's, it's hard. It's what you want. And then Diana asked, what's the first thing you notice about a person? It depends on the person.
Depends on what you're looking for.
Like, and also it's usually their most distinguished feature. Like sometimes someone's wearing a really bright, loud outfit because they want to. And that's what I'm going to notice. Sometimes people have gorgeous eyeballs. That's what I'm going to notice first.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes people have huge, luscious lips. That's what I'm going to notice. Sometimes people have a mustache that's curled up at the end. That's what I'm going to notice. Like
when they start talking, you notice something else about them.
Yeah. But like when I glance at a person, it's going to be their most loud characteristic, visual characteristic. That's what I'm going to notice. Like, I don't notice their laugh first or their smile first or whatever. It's if they're laughing hysterically and I look over, that's what I'm going to notice is they're laughing hysterically. It's like for each person, it's different because each person is their own individual human. Marto asks if I'm planning to continuing vlogging every day after Christmas. I am not going to commit to that, but where I am right now in life, I'm enjoying it. So I definitely am going to vlog more than I was. I like this year I was trying to vlog, but it just like wasn't
This
happening.
Is a weird year.
Yeah.
You couldn't go anywhere. You can't do anything.
But vlogging definitely keeps me busy because it makes it so I do something during the day.
Yeah.
But also I'm working every single day now. Like I am going hard. I'm not complaining at all. I'm very happy that I have a job that is this busy. But during the holiday season, I'm vlogging every day. And that's when all the brand deals are like, hey, we need a video next week. I'm like, hey, sure. The podcast, we have more brand deals than usual. So I'm doing more work. I'm glad for the work. I love the work. But that's one of the reasons I just kind of get burnt out with vlogging is because it is every single day. And with the holidays, you just don't get a break. And that's usually why I stop vlogging after Christmas because I'm like, I need to breathe. So I don't know what's going to happen, but I really am liking it right now because it is making me do things with my day. And the last question, Red Shoes 72 asks, have you and Colleen decided what Christmas song you'll parody this year? No.
Didn't you just do one on Christmas on TikTok?
I mean, we danced to a song with awkward Christmas dresses on.
Yes, you did.
On Colleen's TikTok. But we didn't do a song. We haven't done it this year yet.
I don't know. Maybe I'll
try. You only have 39 days, Rachel.
We usually post it around Christmas Eve. Like, it's usually the last video I post before Christmas. I've even posted it on Christmas before. No one cares. No one watches YouTube on Christmas. So it's my throwaway video. You could watch it if you want. All right, that's everything I have, Mom.
Okay.
Do you got anything to add?
No, I gave you everything I had.
By golly. Check out my merch. Donate to the Philippines if you can. Check out Colleen's live stream fundraiser on the 29th. And wish her a happy birthday on the 21st. Mickey and Minnie on Wednesday. And that's everything I got.
How'd you remember that? I wrote it, and I didn't even remember that. I remember their birthday. I couldn't remember what day it was. I'm like, what? Was it Wednesday?
I try and remember birthdays. All right, Mom. I love you. Take us out.
See you next time on All Things Internet.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times best-selling author of supernatural horror. Missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the sleep habit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course. What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.